This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, first name Janice, J-A-N-I-S, date of birth October 10, 1946, date of initial evaluation May 21, 2021. The chief complaint, the patient is a 75-year-old African-American female who complained of left arm ache and pain, period. She stated that she had developed left arm pain and previously took aspirin, period. She stated that she had no aspirin on the morning of her symptoms, and so she took Alka-Seltzer with relief, period. She subsequently had no further episodes of chest pain or shortness of breath. In the interim, she had developed heartburn and further noted relief with Tums, period. She was further noted to have dyspnea and lower extremity edema, for which she had been started on Numex, period. The patient is now seen in follow-up. She reports that she is doing well. She had developed a stasis ulceration for which she had been referred to wound care, period. The wound is noted to be healing very slowly but is responding to treatment, period. She is followed at Creighton Wound Care, period. She further has history of bilateral edema. This is now responding to Numex, period. She has breathlessness when rushing around, period. However, this too has improved, period. Her past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number, hypothyroidism, next number, low back pain, next number, frequency of urination, next number, stasis ulcer, next number, cellulitis of the left lower extremity, next number, stasis dermatitis, next number, body arthritis, next number, dizziness, the past surgical history includes low back surgery for in quote, a pinched nerve, next number, right knee surgery, next number, left hip surgery. The current medications, gabapentin, 600 milligrams, 1 TID, levothyroxine, 75 micrograms, 1 daily, misinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, bicoprofen, 7.5/200, 1 Q8-hour PRN, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, Q8-PRN, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, Numex, 2 milligrams, PID, potassium chloride, 10 milligrams, PID. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had hypertension and diabetes, a brother died with glioblastoma, she denies cigarette smoking or drug use, she knows occasional alcohol use, period. She is now anticipated to get married, period. be with your system, neurologic, she has headache and vertigo, respiratory, she has mild dyspnea, cardiovascular, as per HPI, genital urinary, she has frequency and urgency, gastrointestinal, she has history of heartburn and constipation. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 142/76, pulse 88, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 258 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The extremity examination reveals stasis ulceration resolving. The cellulitis of the lower extremity has resolved, period. Data review, ECG, April 25th, 2023, sinus arrhythmia with rate of 79 beats per minute, otherwise unremarkable, nuclear stress test performed December 1, 2022, revealed normal pharmacologic myocardial perfusion imaging study. No clear scintigraphic evidence to suggest myocardial ischemia or scar. Left ventricular ejection fraction greater than 65%, period. Echocardiogram performed June 11, 2021. There's mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, left ventricular ejection fraction 78%, period. There's trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Echo otherwise unremarkable, period. The butamine stress echocardiogram performed June 14, 2021. The test was negative for angina and negative for ischemia, period. The butamine infusion was stopped due to target heart rate, period. Left ventricular wall motion is noted to be normal at rest and with stress, period. The left ventricular ejection fraction at peak stress increases appropriately. No regional wall motion abnormalities noted, period. The impression, patient is noted to have multiple medical problems. She has history of prediabetes, period. She has stasis ulcers, she has cellulitis, she further has history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, gout, and dyspnea, period. The plan will order CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, urinalysis, period. Start vitamin C, 500 milligrams BID, period. Consider starting Rybelsus for obesity and prediabetes. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Janice Thomas.